producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Allowed. We're into the action of what's going on in your life, our lives, the lives of important, intelligent people here, there, and everywhere. Hello.
Hello. We're
to debug things. That's the voice of Jennifer Horn.
Long time no hear.
Very loud voice of Jennifer
Horn. Wow, she's all wound up.
She is very, very wound up. Yeah, okay, that's not a bad thing, Richie. Things people
she's
get wound
excited,
up.
Excited, Dougie.
Is that
Jennifer.
What it is? And there's
I'm
Roberta.
Jennifer, you're back.
Mm-hmm. I'm back.
Yes, back.
You survived eating tripe.
Actually, no, I just skipped that part. I was talking to you.
Tripe is disgusting. Don't eat it.
Yeah,
tripe
no
is excellent. Excellent. I love tripe.
Tripe?
It's
intestines.
Yeah.
No, stomach.
Yeah.
No, it's intestines.
No, it's stomach.
Who cares? Either way, disgusting.
Oh,
so gross.
Yeah, is one really a better option over the other?
Right.
Well, no, intestines, they make sausages out of that.
My wife is Colombian, and when we go down to Colombia, they eat it. They eat it fried. They eat it in soup.
Oh,
they eat
I make a soup. I make a tripe soup, my dad's recipe.
I make a mean soup, a mean tripe soup.
Yeah, tripe is usually made from the first three chambers of a cow's stomach.
Ugh. How swell is this conversation?
Update, everyone.
All right, exactly.
You know, I make a really good pizza, and it doesn't have any of that garbage in it.
Let's not have any of that. Let's not duplicate this, no matter how we work our way through it. Okay, so let's get to some of the items that are going on. Roberta and Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, all here on the Good Day program. Scientists are about to get their best look ever at the ocean that is beneath the surface of Saturn's icy moon.
Ooh.
Enceladus. Sounds like a...
I love a good salad.
Me too, yeah.
That sounds like something restaurant. From Taco Bell.
All right.
Nacho cheese on that enceladus. And
tomorrow, NASA's Cassini spacecraft will zoom 30 miles above this moon, flying through and sampling the plume of material that erupts from the satellite's south polar region. Now, just think of this conceptually. This is a small, basic refrigerator in space that has been aimed at a moon that is around Saturn. And the planning is so good that this icebox is going to go 30 miles, within 30 miles of this moon. Do you realize what it takes to be able to figure out how to do that? And that we have the people here who are able to do it. And then they're going to sample from this plume. They're going to take what information they believe is going to lead them to underground water and ocean on the moon. I just, again, just sort of turn around. You want a mind job. Think about our moon and whether there was any water on our moon. It doesn't appear that there is, but think about if there was water on the moon. We'd be all heading out there. We'd have the place to be colonized by now.
Yeah, we'd be swimming.
Right.
Now, you know, it's pretty incredible when you think that, you know, life originates in the oceans.
Yes, we need water.
Think about it.
Yeah, it really is. Is there a life
on
Saturn?
What are they going to find when they find it?
There are a lot of great pictures of this thing and what it looks like, and the picture of the moon and its proximity to Saturn, which is the ringed planet, for those of you who don't know. The ringed planet, and that's all gas and stuff, because Saturn is huge, and it's huge because the gaseous matter on the planet has not, it expands, gases expand, so it is not a cold planet. Otherwise, this stuff would all be constricted and the planet would be smaller. So anyway, I just find this sort of thing fascinating, and the know-how, the technology that it takes to make it work is, this is not, this Cassini isn't equipped to find signs of life, but is able to measure things that are in the atmosphere, and they figure that from that they'll be able to figure out what else is there. Why they chose this moon is because of an earlier flyby. But again, the size of this thing is like a refrigerator or a washing machine, and it's got an antenna on it to detect what is in the atmosphere 30 miles above the moon.
I'll tell you what, man. When I take my kids to the Air and Space Museum here in D.C., and we look at the Apollo 11 capsule, or any of the Apollo capsules.
Yeah.
It's smaller than a Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I tell the kids, they dropped from the moon into the ocean in that thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, really?
And they're like, these guys are crazy.
Well, that's why I remember, and this is so sad, when kids used to say, oh, I want to be an astronaut. Now you don't hear that anymore because there's no space program.
Doug, I'm going to send you a link. Scott Kelly, the astronaut who is in the International Space Station.
Right. Yep.
He has an Instagram account. And I've told you about this before. I follow him on Instagram.
Yep.
And I'm going to send you a link to his Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most amazing pictures.
Oh, yeah.
What a brave guy, too, to be up there all by yourself.
So he calls
it. No, he's not by himself.
I know. Well, there's still
six people in here.
Well, you know what I mean. Leave your family.
It's like hashtag year in space. And a lot of his pictures are titled Earth is Art or Earth Art.
You can see the space station in the morning sky as well. Look up there. The moon is so bright. And on the other side of the sky was the space station. And then you look and you'll see this comet. And the fact that they know that it creates that much alcohol, I find very interesting. Again, what we know, what we can learn, what we are learning. And that sort of from there, I want to come back to something that is earthbound. And Jennifer, I would like to spend a minute on this with you, because you're our wine expert, not necessarily our expert. But this was information that I gleaned from a study in a British health publication that not many people have seen. It focuses on middle-aged people and glasses of wine. How much wine do you drink?
Okay.
The National Institute for Health, releasing recommendations intended to prevent and delay the onset of age-related dementia. And the dementia and other disabilities are caused by drinking too much wine, according to this study.
Really?
Among the recommendations is for people between the ages of 40 and 60 to reduce the amount of alcohol they drink as much as possible.
Wow.
The recommendations cite a number of studies which tout the benefits of limiting alcohol, which may be the reason that so many people are getting early onset dementia and Alzheimer's. This recommendation stresses that while some health complications might be unavoidable because of injuries or genetics, there are steps you can take in midlife to help yourself age better and to stay away from alcohol, because of the risk of developing dementia is the number one thing, even over quitting smoking, which has always been the number one thing. Now, according to this research that was published in The Guardian this week, the changes in the way we live midlife can bring real benefits if you want to live to be old. If you don't want to live to be old, you drink 2, 3, 4 glasses of wine a day, you will greatly increase the chances as little as two to three glasses a day will make it much more likely that you any regular alcohol, but wine is what's most likely.
It's so hard to keep track, though, because in some
studies, one glass is, you can count one. That's
exactly the number that I always see in surveys. But like you see surveys, in fact, I was reading one on the plane the other day that if you drink one glass of wine, it reduces your risk of breast cancer.
Yeah, right. That's what we hear. The other side of it is it's loaded with resveratrol, so it fights cancer.
Right.
I just finished reading, or I'm finishing reading, the Whole 30 Challenge book, which is basically paleo and cut out all the other things to kind of reset your health system.
Right.
And they say you would have to drink drink so much wine to get the benefits of the resveratrol.
Take the capsules.
That the alcohol is way, way worse for you than any amount of resveratrol that you will get in the thing. So they say that basically the wine industry has come up with, hey, look at this, resveratrol is good for you, but you can never get the amount of resveratrol in a glass of wine, a bottle of wine, a case of wine.
Bottle of wine!
A glass of wine can't hurt you.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Lumber Liquidators wants to help you get a beautiful hardwood floor quickly, easily, and for less. Like customer favorite wide plank gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood. We've got it for just 99 cents. Or save on all easy-to-install top quality Kensington Manor laminate. This week gorgeous Bristol County Cherry is more than 20% off. And it's your last chance to save 20% on new wood look tile. And 15% on complete Morningstar bamboo flooring packages. Plus more deals from 69 cents. And get 12-month special financing. Hurry, get beautiful hardwood floors for less today. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
She's the queen of cheese, the diva of dumpster time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's Roberta Bessa.
All right, let's get the bottom line on how we're saving today, Roberta.
Let's start with Halloween costumes. You know, everybody wants to be that that girl from Ice or whatever, the Frozen or whatever the heck that movie is.
Frozen, not Ice.
Frozen.
Elsa.
Elsa. Elsa. The Disney store or Belle, you know, or Ariel or whatever those Disney princesses are. So right now, the Disney store, you can save 50% off your Halloween costumes and accessories. And we have the coupon codes for you to get this deal are all at the Better Living section at DougSteffen.com. Now, if you love Sephora makeup, do you need Sephora makeup? Yes, Sephora makeup. Right now, if you make a $25 purchase, which, you know, was like, you know, one thing of mascara, you get a free fall fragrance sample bag. Say that 10 times fast. Free fall fragrance sample bag at Sephora with any $25 purchase. So you can buy a whole bunch of stuff and get all these free perfumes and things. And here's a great deal for Target. For every $50 that you spend in digital gift cards, they'll give you a free $5 Target gift card. So stock up for the holidays and get your free Target gift cards.
All right, there's the scoop. Check out all the details in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Got a lot of people wondering what the heck, scratching their heads, what in the world is going on with Cher? She seems to have gone full circle and become a Trump-loving and endorsing Republican. She, I don't know whether endorsement is the right word or not. She was a big Bill Clinton fan, remember? She was interpreted as tweeting an endorsement of Donald Trump. And I'm looking at some of these tweets, trying to make heads or tails of them. So nice of at Cher to endorse me, Donald Trump says. Early in
you
the
could
day.
Say, I hate Donald Trump, and he'd be like, thank you for the endorsement, Doug.
Great him. And then I'm looking at another tweet. Never thought I'd say Donald Trump is a giant among GOP frontrunners. And she doesn't like Rubio because she doesn't like his stand on women. I don't understand. Trump's not that great on women either, is he?
He loves women. That's what he always says. I love women.
I love women.
Marry someone.
This isn't really an endorsement.
No, it really is.
Just
that's says
he's,
he's a leader. He's you know who? If you want a real Trump endorsement, I just read. It's a big one, Dougie.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson has endorsed.
Really?
Him.
Really? Wow. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah.
That'll be very helpful.
And Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
there you
really.
Go.
Speaking of Bruce's, the boss is in the news sort of today, or if we go back 20 years ago.
40 years ago.
Is it 40?
Boy.
40 years ago.
I said 20. That would be 90. Yeah, it was 75.
Yep.
October 27th, 1975. Bruce appeared on the cover of both Time and Newsweek in the same week. Big stuff. This
big
is Roberta.
40 years ago.
First got her.
Has it ever happened for a.
And it wasn't planned. They just happened to have the same cover.
for a pop icon. I mean, okay, you know, the Ayatollah Iran or something like that, sure, a presidential, you know, but has that ever happened for another pop
icon? Only when they died.
Yeah, only when they died, exactly. Yeah, only when they died.
Huh. I was reading about Bruce's when he burst onto the scene and how these record executives walked into, I guess it was a Stone Pony or wherever he was performing that week.
It was a Bottom Line.
And just how they thought that this music was so, so, so different and so groundbreaking. And, you know, we grew up
with it. Well, it was.
We don't
it
think
was.
About it anymore. But back then in 1975, you know, it's 10 years old, whatever I remember. But, you know, when you listen to this, there was nothing else like it.
Nope.
No, it's very unique. He's very unique. So the boss, a tribute for the boss here on Good Day. We were just talking about endorsements from people or shares endorsement of Donald Trump. It seems Ben Carson now has a narrow lead all across the country, dislodging Donald Trump from the top spot. This is a CBS News survey released this morning. According to the information, Mr. Carson is the choice of 26% of Republican primary voters who have been polled. Mr. Trump, 22%. The margin of error is plus or minus 6%, so it could be either way. That would be interpreted by some of the statisticians as a dead heat because of the margin of error. But still, it says something about both of them, I guess. But it also says that this is October.
It's very early.
Of 2015. We got a year to go. A year and a week.
Front runners in the previous races who were winning at this time, how they fared. Yeah.
I'd be worried. I would really be worried.
I don't know about being worried. Well, it's on guard time. 28 Pastor, good day.
More than 70 million Americans have a hard time falling asleep. Are you one of them? A lack of sleep can hurt your mental performance. It can affect your mood. It can even make it harder to manage your weight. Don't let occasional sleepless nights ruin your days. Try Somnipure, a safe premium formula that delivers better sleep than you thought possible. Today, listeners of this station can try a free bottle of Somnipure. Pay only shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. Somnipure has key ingredients clinically shown to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed without grogginess. Somnipure is the only sleep aid with this specific blend of ingredients. Listeners of this station can try a free bottle, but don't wait. This free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like.
Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pursuit of information and happiness. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler on the Good Day program. Daylight savings time ends. Do you care?
Yes.
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 Did you know it ended? I was just back in the Czech Republic. I went through daylight savings on last Saturday, and I have to go through it again.
Oh, they do it there?
Yeah, they do it, but they do it a week before us.
Well, you're prepared then.
Yes. I'm in practice, Decker.
Yes, good for you.
You get that extra hour.
Mm-hmm. Again, I love it.
All right, the social media focus on this South Carolina situation, I'll put a quotation mark around it. The police officer that you've seen, many of you have seen this video that's gone viral, him approaching a black student, a black young woman, roughing her up. Looks pretty dramatic and doesn't look good for the police officer until you realize this is sort of the end of what actually happened. And so, seeing as there's no video that's been apparent yet, maybe there's some video around, nobody has seen it, or at least not that I know of, showing what happened leading up to this young woman being taken from the classroom forcibly.
Well, we don't know if she had any threatening statements. I mean, we don't know what happened right before this
incident.
Well,
that's the point. Yeah.
You know, and everybody else in the classroom is just kind of sitting there. Some people are ignoring it, looking at their computers. Some people are, you know, not doing anything.
You
really wonder what's going on.
My read on this is nothing about the policeman at this point, and I don't know anything about the girl. What bothers me about this scenario is it's replicated pretty much every day in every high school.
Many times a day.
There's too damn many. There is a rule that needs to be in place. These things need not be allowed in class.
There is a rule.
Right.
My mom just retired from teaching after 30 years. And she said one of the things that drove her the most crazy is that not only would they have their cell phones, they weren't even supposed to bring them on on campus. Mm-hmm. And if you did bring them on campus, you should have tucked them away. Kids would blatantly sit there and they'd be playing on their cell phones. And forget that, but they would use them to cheat on tests. They'd take pictures of tests and send them to their friends, or they would text questions. I mean, it's a whole new way. But even if there's a rule set up, what do? When we enforce the rule, then all of a sudden people are getting in trouble for enforcing the rule. I mean, it's like we've lost our minds.
And then you enforce
mind.
The rule and the student says, go away.
Stop harassing me.
Yeah, you're harassing me.
And everybody's got an attitude.
Well, you know, in New York City schools, you have to pass through a metal detector.
Okay.
And if you have a cell phone, it is taken away from you, put in a plastic bag, your name is on it, and you have to
there
go
through. There should be no cell phones allowed in schools anywhere, period.
That's
end of
simple.
Story.
There's no parenting going on here.
No.
Kids don't follow the rules. They feel entitled, and they feel like, I don't have to listen to you. And then
that's the way it's fixed. That's what starts at home.
Yep.
That stuff starts at home. So now the video shows you this student being taken by the scruff of the neck, flipped backwards, basically thrown across the floor by this police officer. And so the people look at the video, oh my God, look at that police brutality. But I'm betting in this circumstance, there's an attitudinal problem. Whether it deserved this kind of forceful encounter remains to be seen, but it would not be a surprise to me to find that this young woman was acting against the wishes or the best interests of the classroom and the teacher.
The media loves to pile on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they love to build this big race.
Well, there's no original thinking in the news media anyway. You know that.
Story so that everybody gets all of it, and you're watching the TV 24/7 because you want to see this guy burn
the
stage because he's obviously a monster.
Yeah.
For throwing his cell phone. You know, again, I'm bringing back my experiences because I'm fresh off the boat from Prague now. Fresh off the boat. But, you know, they have the respect with the people of the Czech Republic and their police force is so different than the way our country is set up. And I'm not saying our police officers are perfect, but because of the wrongdoing of some, we've totally lost respect for law, for rules. We just think that we can question every... because of the wrongdoing of some, there is a big problem now. But in the Czech Republic, you have people, there's a rule, zero tolerance for driving, and man, I have seen these people
driving
in bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cannot, they will not step foot into a car. They actually respect the rules. The police have a right to stop you for any...
Rules.
Yeah, well, in this country, yes, not in America.
All right, so, Kenny, you have some comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, about this incident?
Yeah, Rick says, everyone is ready to crucify this police officer, and we still don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
All right, what's next?
Rick says, the police officer used minimum force, then she fought it. End of story.
I don't know that we know that. I think that's a conjecture at this point. What else?
Blair says, if I went at my child the way that officer did with that student, Child Protective Services would be at my door.
Well, there may be some to that. Yeah, there could be something to that. It just seems over the top. But that doesn't excuse what this young woman did. Whatever it was, it must not have been good, because this guy, his reputation isn't flying off the handle, crazy, lunatic sort of... He's there. Most of the policemen that you see in the schools have a reputation of being good with that sort of clientele. That's how they get the job in the first place. I'm guessing
Richie's
brother.
Well, they have special training, too.
Yeah, right. Well, that goes back to what I say all the time. Police need better training. We need fewer of them, and they need to be better paid. Mm-hmm. Any more, Kenny?
Yeah. Jonah says, white kids shoot up schools and leave in handcuffs that aren't even tight enough to bruise their wrists. What did this girl do to deserve being thrown around like a rag doll?
Well, I think that's what we have to find out. I think there's no excuse. He is big and tough and strong, so he should be able to handle this by, it would seem, taking the girl in, if you have to, in handcuffs or somehow or other, calming her down or being
the kind of comment
putting
I'm talking about
control.
That. Yeah.
White kids. Oh, this poor black kid. It drives me nuts.
About?
Most of the white kids that shoot up schools that this guy's talking about leave in a body bag.
Yeah, they leave dead.
I don't know what you're... Well, we To whom are you referring?
The guy that made this comment.
Oh.
It's always the white kid versus the black kid.
Well, that's the problem with our society. It's
racist.
It needs to be on all sides, teaching of getting along, not separating out. You're the best because you're white, or you're the bad because you're black, that sort of thing. Kenny, what were you about to say?
Well, I was going to say, you know, there was that church shooting in Charleston where they got that white kid and they found him and very carefully put him in the car and took him to Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
After he had killed 9 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oof. All right, I think we've had enough of that. I want to spend a moment. As long as we're in South Carolina, interesting. A fellow was arrested there after a deputy seized thousands. South Carolina is the place to be for action here.
I know.
Apparently.
Wow.
A bunch of guns, stolen guns in this guy's house. And also he had not enough room for all these guns. So he moved a lot of the guns to a nearby storage building. The sheriff and deputies made a discovery at the home of Brent Nicholson, who's charged with possession of stolen property. 150 chainsaws, 250 taxidermy mounts, 7,000 stolen guns, and he had to put another 3,000. This is in his guy's house. He put 3,000 of them in a shotguns, hunting rifles, that sort of thing. It looks like he'd been stealing guns and hoarding them. They're from hunting clubs and homes. And nobody's ever seen anything like this, the sheriff said. The Charlotte Observer reported hundreds more weapons found in a liquor store that he runs. So he had thousands of guns in a storage building, thousands of guns at his house, thousands of guns in the store that he and his father ran. Woo! Wow.
Well, you know.
Come on,
I wonder how many fingers he has. Maybe he's got special fingers.
In a moment, we're going to visit with Michael Hiltzik, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of a book that has created quite a stir. The book is called Big Science, The Investigation into the Military-Industrial Complex. So you can imagine where my heart and head are. I hope yours in the same place as we have this conversation with Mr. Hiltzik in just a moment here on Good Day.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the cost of doing business. Jill Calabrese-Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vitascal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Vitascal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Vitascal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vitascal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
46 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny and I have with us Michael Hilsick, who won a Pulitzer Prize in 1999 for articles exposing corruption in the entertainment industry. And now he's on to understanding what's going on in the military-industrial complex in our country. The book is called Big Science, Ernest Lawrence and the Invention That Launched the Military-Industrial Complex. This is a story of World War II, or at least it begins in World War II. Michael, is that right?
Well, it actually begins about 10 years before World War II when the invention was made. But World War II really, and the Manhattan Project, which developed the atomic bomb, really is the centerpiece of the book.
All right, so from that point, if you want to give us a little history as to how it continued to grow, remember what Eisenhower said when he left office to Kennedy and the rest of the country, beware the military-industrial complex. It was minimal then. In comparison to what it is now, in my opinion, the military-industrial complex is responsible for the problems, many of the problems in the world, and is way out of control. How do you view it?
Well, I think if you look at Dwight Eisenhower's words on that occasion when he coined the term the military-industrial complex and warned us against it, they really look visionary. He really was looking ahead to the world today, because what he said was that the military and industry had come together, and when they come together, they essentially follow their own interests, and that's not always going to be the same as the public interest. And he did warn that when they did come together, they really were in it to make money or for self-aggrandizement, and this was really dangerous. And I think what he projected is really what has come to pass, and we see it every day, even in today's federal budget.
What's the relationship between big government and this big business?
Well, big government funds big business. Big business gets its way with big government because the bigger big business gets, the more money it has to lobby and to support its candidates. And obviously we see this in our elections. We see this in federal spending. We see it in the power that the military budget still exercises over Congress. The Pentagon really is protected from cuts, and it's a struggle to get the non-Pentagon budget to support all of the things that we need in society, all of the help that people need from the federal government, but the military generally gets its way.
Well, aren't we pandering in a sense? Many of us, many of the people listening to this program now are always patting soldiers on the back, good job, or talking about the military as if it was some kind of a godlike creation. That's partially what the problem is here. We have revealed something that ought not to be revered.
Well, I think what happens is that we mistake one thing for another. Certainly, the men and women who go off into combat and who support our combat soldiers deserve our thanks and our respect. That's not the same thing as giving the Pentagon our respect, because the Pentagon is essentially supporting its own interests. It's one thing to have respect for these men and women who lay their lives on the line. It's another thing to use that respect to say that we shouldn't question military policy, geopolitical policy, and the spending that goes on, often for weapons programs that are manifestly outdated and irrelevant to the world we live in today.
That brings around the focus on the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that is plentiful. The best example of that in government is the Pentagon. I saw a government accounting office study 4 or 5 months ago suggesting that of the 600 and whatever billion that's requested to run the Pentagon, if you got rid of the graft and the corruption, $460 billion give you the same thing. So that's another item of interest that the politicians around today, people running for office, ought to be focused on, I think. Good work giving us things to think about regarding the military-industrial complex. Michael Hiltzik's book is called Big Science.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Place. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com. They publish the Frommer Travel Guides, known around the country and around the world as a great resource for all things travel. We're going to talk today about some of the new routings, the best airfare surf sites, a little historical perspective on things, as much as we can cram into the next 5 minutes here on Good Days. Stand by.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want to know an easy way?
way to responsibly motivate others? Well, all it takes is a compliment. Here's the science of this praiseworthy topic.
Good work. Job well done.
As much as 70% of all compliments are insincere, even fake. But get this, we only compliment those people whom we think are equal to or above us. That means those people whom we believe are beneath our dignity, either financially or economically, we never ever pay them a compliment. So teachers, got an underprivileged student in your class, want to motivate them? Then use a compliment.
That's what I'm talking about. Good job, gentlemen.
What's the cheap psychological trick? If a person does a good job, no matter who they are, tell them so. The result of a sincere compliment, positive motivation, people will like you and even work harder for you. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com and the Frommer Travel Guides. The 10 best airfare surf sites. We started, I think we made reference to it last week a little, Pauline, but I think maybe we ought to give people some specifics.
And worst. We also talked about the ones that aren't so good anymore, and I think those are the ones that may surprise the people the most. On Frommers.com, we did an extensive study. I felt really badly for the freelance author we assigned this to, because he had to do literally thousands of airfare searches, and you know who bombed out? Orbitz.
Really?
Orbitz is just not doing well anymore.
Are you surprised about that, Pauline?
No, I wasn't surprised, because, you know, it's been up for sale forever. It just got bought by Expedia, and I think they, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen with it, and so they just didn't keep it up to snuff. Expedia and Travelocity, which is basically the same search engine now, they use exactly the same technology, they came in the middle of the pack. What was so surprising about this study, and we looked at buying airfare like months in advance and at the very last moment and on obscure routes and on common routes, what was so surprising was really obscure search engines that very few people are using did the best.
Really?
There's one called Momondo, M-O-M-O-N-D-O. It's a tiny search engine from Scandinavia, and it won in 18 of the 24 pairs of cities that we were searching for flights between.
So is it Momondo.com?
M-O-M-O-N-D-O.com. And the nice thing about Momondo is, unlike a lot of the others, it doesn't use cookies, so that means it doesn't trace your search. A lot of us are paranoid that places that trace your search, that when you come back to them, they show you higher prices so they can get a bigger commission out of you. But Momondo doesn't do that. SkyScannerNet came in second, and they also did very well.
So, word to the wise, you know, instead of listing all of them here, just go to Frommers.com and see the research that Pauline and her father and her company have done, and then you can work for you. This Momondo sounds kind of interesting in and of itself. Yeah.
It's research you don't want to do yourself, because it's really boring stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
We sat and did it.
So, the new routes, as we get into the fall and winter season, there are new routes that show up. The airlines are always expanding their footprints and going into areas where there is some seasonal need. How much of that are we going to see this year? The usual amount, more or less? What do you think?
We're seeing less. The airlines are being really, really careful about not expanding too much, which is what they've done in the past and why they've had to drop rates and give people discounts. Instead, they're only taking a chance on those routes that they think that are going to pay off.
I'm a frequent. I spend much of the winter in Los Angeles, go back and forth from Boston to L.A. a lot, but I'll be doing Florida to L.A. Quite a bit this year. And I noticed last year, American added a couple of flights from Palm Beach to L.A. direct in the wintertime. I thought that was pretty interesting.
It must be that Palm Beach is doing well. You have to remember, Florida hasn't been hit by a hurricane in quite some time. So its visitation numbers are up. Our hearts go out to the people in Mexico.
Right.
They're facing the strongest hurricane ever recorded. Mm-hmm. So if you're planning to go to Mexico in the next couple of months, make sure you have insurance.
Yeah, and don't go into the eye of the storm. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.